Storybox presents On Your Broomsticks, a story written by Jean-Pierre Corriveaud and illustrated by Mylène Rigaudy. It was a big day for Zelda. It was the day of the witch's broomstick race. But Zelda was not happy. Her broomstick had just snapped, so her mum went up into the attic to find her grandmother's broomstick. Zelda made a face and said, "It's old-fashioned and all patched up." Her mum replied, "As your grandmother used to say, it's not the broomstick that makes the witch, it's the way she uses it." The witches gathered at the starting line. Agrippina arrived showing off her smart, glittery broomstick with her name engraved on it. She shouted, "Make way for the fastest witch in the world!" People stood to one side saying, "Woo!" Zelda thought, "She is such a show-off." A young wizard stepped forward to signal the start of the race. His name was Edgar. Zelda knew him and she liked him. But just then, Agrippina saw Zelda and guessed what she was thinking. So she mischievously said,
"Come on, Edgar. I can't wait for you to present me with the Champion's Cup."
Zelda tried not to show she was upset. Then Edgar raised his arm and cried, "On your broomsticks, get set, go!" And whoosh! The little witches took off in a cloud of dust. The witches flew as fast as they could. Agrippina shot off like a rocket and was soon in the lead. But little by little, Zelda caught up with her. Her grandmother's broomstick was old, but it was still very powerful. Soon the two little witches were flying side by side. Agrippina did not want to be beaten by a silly, old-fashioned broomstick, so she secretly took a handful of magic salt out of her pocket and threw it on the end of Zelda's broomstick. Suddenly, Zelda began to lose speed. Ah! She had to land on the top of a hill. The little witch said,
"I don't believe it. This is not the time to break down."
But when she took a closer look at her broomstick, she spotted the grains of magic salt. She shouted,
"This is sabotage!"
Agrippina was still in the lead. All the other witches were far behind her. Zelda realized that it was too late to catch up with her. She was furious.
"You cheat!" she yelled. "Cheat!"
But nobody heard her. Well, almost nobody. Suddenly there was a terrible rumbling noise right behind her.
Roar!
A huge dragon flew out of a cave. Zelda's voice had woken him up, and he was not happy. He grabbed the little witch and took her back to his den. Zelda could feel the dragon's burning breath suffocating her and the flames tickling her feet. The little witch was terrified, but she held on tight to her broomstick and shouted, "Help!" Unfortunately, nobody could hear her. Then she remembered what her grandmother used to say, "It's not the broomstick that makes the witch, it's the way she uses it." That gave her an idea. Zelda waved her broomstick and hit the dragon on the head with it. Whack! The dragon let go of the witch and held his nose in his two front paws. He wailed in pain.
Ouch!
Zelda quickly escaped down a tunnel. She could see the sky at the other end of the tunnel. The dragon was furious and chased after her.
"Oh no, my broomstick is not fast enough."
said Zelda in a panic. But as she looked at her broomstick, she had another idea. She began sweeping the ground in the tunnel. As she swept, she raised a thick cloud of dust behind her. The dragon could not see through the dust, and it tickled his nose. Suddenly, he needed to sneeze.
Choo!
He sneezed so hard that Zelda was blown out of the tunnel like a cannonball out of a cannon. She clung onto her broomstick and flew away as fast as she could. Meanwhile, Agrippina flew calmly towards the finishing line. She was so sure she would win that she raised her arms and shouted,
"Cheer for me! I am the fastest witch in the world!"
But Zelda came up behind her like a rocket, whiz, and overtook her. Agrippina could not believe her eyes. She lost her balance, fell off her broomstick, and landed on the ground like a pancake just before the finishing line. Zelda was going so fast that she could not stop. She flew towards the podium. Edgar was there in front of her with the winner's cup in his hand. She wanted to avoid him, but it was too late. She shut her eyes and... boink! When Zelda opened her eyes again, she was looking straight into the young wizard's eyes. The two of them flew up above the clouds.
"Wow, your broomstick is a real racer," said Edgar.
Zelda blushed and said,
"It's not the witch that makes the broomstick. I mean, it's not the..."
But before she could finish her sentence, Edgar gave her the cup and a kiss. The end.